The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
Hey, it's St. Patrick's Day, and you're listening to Waking Up in America, dynamic radio dialogues on issues that matter. It's our 23rd year in radio now, and if you want to ask a question while we're on the air, send me an email at val@wakinguminamerica.com. That's Val, V-A-L, at wakinguminamerica.com. Now, to get things started off, I have to let you know I'm Dr. Val Kirkgaard, and in 1984 I actually carried the Olympic torch. And so today I invite you to light your torch and join the standards held forth by all bearers of this 2,000-year-old flame. You'll like it. Sidious Altius Fortius. Swifter, higher, stronger. You like it? That's what it's all about. So if you're reaching for that in each moment, and you then are carrying an Olympic torch for what's important to you. Our guests reflect these values and come from all fields, from Congressman Dennis Kucinich to Senator Alan Cranston to John Denver and Willie Nelson and to the internationally known nutritionist J.J. Virgin to Taekwondo champion Mary Louise Zeller, Wayne Dyer, and the very solar Mr. Larry Hagman. Bob Stracosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that will change the world. I think we're just bringing things to radio that have been around a long time, some of them, and they make a huge difference in the world when you know about them and when you understand them. And Waking Up in America has a lot of really excellent people that show up here, as you can tell. We also have a very interesting situation because we call in from our homes and offices all over the United States to cause this program. So if you hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, or an angel singing, know that we do this, that we're in our homes and offices all over the world. Today I'm on the air with Suzanne Scurlock-Durana. Now, my present to you, she happens to be Irish, and our family's got a bit of Irishness too, the Coughlins, the O'Coughlins. So I understand, actually, Suzanne may not even be aware of this, but they say that the seventh daughter of an Irishman is always a healer. So we'll find out more about that in just a minute. I'm holding her book right here. Full body presence seems like an excellent thing to be happy. And I hear you snickering in the background, Suzanne.
Yes, it's the fun idea of being the seventh daughter of an Irishman.
How many daughters? I know they're Catholic. We're Catholic. So how many daughters do we usually have?
I don't know, but my dad was Baptist, so I was the first daughter, not the seventh.
Oh, my God. Well, that you've broken the mold.
Yep, there you go.
I had it carefully explained to me about 10 years ago by a seventh daughter of an Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
She did explain to me that there was nothing else that she could do, according to family tradition, that she had to do it. And she was quite good at what she did, actually.
Yeah. Well, my family was littered with healers, so...
Littered? That's an interesting term.
Well, they're just all over the place, you know.
So what kind of healers do you have in your family?
Well, you know, my dad had the gift of touch, and, you know, there wasn't a whole lot that he could do with that as a Baptist minister, but he did. And my mom ended up, when she retired as a teacher, going to massage school, and she still treats people in her 80s, and she's wonderful. And my sister went to massage school for a while, but she didn't actually do anything with it. But she also has really wonderful hands. And I'm the only one that really made a full-time profession of it, you know, at the magnitude that I have. But it was...
Now, is this your first book, or have you written others?
Actually, this is my very first book. I have an audio series that with 10 sessions that's been out for about 14 years, but this is my first book.
You must be very proud.
I feel like a new mom.
Well, I'll tell you something. I just want to give a little plug here to New World Library and Kim Corbin, the senior publicist over there.
Oh,
whenever she sends me a book, it's always somebody good. Mm. And so I've just pretty much, other people, I go through their work and I go, I'll take this, but not that. Mm-hmm. It's like, you've gotten an excellent company to publish you, so that says a lot to me.
Well, I have to tell you, I have loved working with New World Library. They are such high quality, heartful, follow through is excellent. They're just a really wonderful company to work with, so I'm thrilled to be there.
Well, it marks the status of what you've been up to.
Thank you.
So, here you get your book. It's full body presence, and you're really proud of it. Mm. Which section are you the most proud of? Which do you think has the most powerful work?
Well, I have to say there are the three sections that I hear back from people in terms of what speaks to them first. For people who are auditory learners, the auditory downloads, you know, the audio downloads absolutely are the easiest entryway into the book because there are three explorations. One guides you step-by-step how to really feel where you are in your body and where you're not present.
And where do they get these auditory downloads?
The audio downloads, they can go to my website and download them once they get the password from the book.
Okay, and that would be fullbodypresence.com for those of you that are hovering around your computers right now.
Either that or healingfromthecore.com. That has all of our workshops on it. So both of those are websites that will work for people.
Now, what part of the country are you actually located in?
I'm outside of Washington, D.C., actually.
Okay, so it's later in the day on St. Patrick's Day over there.
It is.
Have any drunken Irish come up for you later, shown themselves, or is there anything interesting going on near Washington?
I have to say, Starbucks this morning, one of my favorite friends there that I see every morning came in with a bright green top hat on and a T-shirt that had the imprint of a green tuxedo on. So that was my reminder that it was St. Patrick's Day at 7 a.m. this morning.
Hey, listen, I changed clothes because I realized I didn't have a green shirt on.
Well, you know what? I don't have anything green on either, but don't tell anybody.
Well, if you kind of look at your picture on the internet, it's kind of green.
It
so
is.
we can take
a
look
backyard.
That way.
That's
Pardon?
Right.
That's in your backyard?
My backyard, so there's lots of green there. That's true. So you had asked me just a few minutes ago, though, about what people...
What's your favorite, like, you know?
Yeah, was either the explorations, the five principles that I put together that help people to figure out where they are. And the third thing that people say to me over and over again is they love the stories in the book. There are stories about every walk of life using my skills and tools that I teach. And people say that it just brings it home so easily to their own lives. That the stories are really one of the best things.
So you're really translatable.
That's what they tell me. Yeah. And I think of what I do, actually, Val, as not being so much a deep philosophical tome. I think of what I've done as being a how-to manual, just a very clear, easy-to-read and listen, step-by-step manual for people who really want to be in the present moment. More fully, and that for me has been one of my deepest inspirations is teaching people how to do that. Whether we're talking about the craniosacral students that I have in my craniosacral classes, or other healthcare people, or moms, or adults taking care of elderly parents, or whoever it is, teaching them how to really be present so they can make the best decisions in their lives for what's going on. That's been my deepest inspiration. So the book really did a good job from what I understand, and people are very happy with it. So, and thank you.
Well, it just came out. How could they be happy with it so soon? Or is it the review copies?
No, actually, I printed a self-published initially. And all 3,000 copies sold. And then New World Library picked it up. And they've just come out with the second edition. And all of the reviews that you see are people that read it and have been around it for the last 18 months. So.
Oh, that's terrific. Have you personally ever done any improv?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Didn't you find that a marvelous way of getting into the moment?
Yes.
I realized that improv was almost like group therapy.
It is.
With the exercises that they put you through and a lot more fun.
Yes. Absolutely, because you're given permission to be silly or to be wacky or be somebody you wouldn't normally be.
Well, what's interesting is, and I'm sure people run into it with this book too, is that when you're doing improv, what happens is when you just are beginning to do improv, your mind is very limited. And you can only people usually come up with jokes either about fighting or going to the bathroom. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Or sex.
When they're put on the spot. And then after you watch them go through the process and really begin to open up and experience things in their body, it's some of the most magical conversations I've ever heard in my whole life.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, it's because, that would have to do with my fourth principle, which says that when you really want to solve a problem or when you really want to be creative, you need to expand your perceptual lens. And that's one of my key principles, because I think it's true throughout life. When we stay within a limited lens of what life is supposed to be about, things get very boring and very limited.
Well, you know, what you're pointing to is also Einstein's comment, which is basically that you have to have a higher level of awareness to solve a problem than the level of awareness that created it.
That's exactly right.
So this would be another facet saying almost the same thing. Absolutely. Now, you mentioned your five principles. Would you let us know what those are?
Yeah. The first principle is that the word that goes with it is trust. Trust that you exist in a sea of energy and that it will support you. We know from quantum physics that that's the case. The second principle is to feel that life force, that energy, within your own body. So the word there is to feel it. The third principle is to integrate that energy throughout your entire system, that we're really meant to have a flow of energy and a communication from the very bottom of our toes all the way up to the top of our heads. We're not meant to be locked out of any parts of ourselves. The fourth principle is expand your perceptual lens. And the fifth one is to choose nourishing, healthy resources moment to moment so the container of your being stays full and you have a feeling of steadiness and a feeling of inner peace when that's the case.
If you have healthy resources at any moment, that would actually mean that you were very complete.
Yeah, yes.
Just because you would have to be to choose the healthy influences, because the incompletions of doubt and fear and whatever those things are actually blur the possibility of even noticing those resources are present.
That's true. And when you ask internally if something is right or wrong for you in a given moment, there's a gut sensation. There's a sensation in your heart. There's a sensation in different parts of your body that says, yeah, that's the right thing for me right now.
But you know, some of the gut reactions, they're actually fear being triggered.
It would depend on how you define a gut reaction.
Well, let's talk about that, because I think it's a really critical place. I'm a licensed marriage family child counselor, and I developed something called the Kirkgaard Method Directed Breath. Mm-hmm. And I work in the electromagnetic field of the body, discharging charges, basically.
Uh-huh.
And anytime anybody is shocked or anything of that nature, as you know, they get a charge that carries energy.
Right.
So I have developed a language to discharge those charges, and their language automatically evolves as they do it. A lot of times what comes up for them is they'll say, I had a gut sensation, okay? Mm-hmm. If they had a gut sensation, they're in the past. If they had a gut feeling, they're in the present. I just wanted to make that distinction. Sensations, any body sensation is from the past. And you'll feel it. If I asked you where you had felt a certain sensation in your body, you would tell me. That's from the past. But in the context of what you're talking about, we can actually access the true feelings. But you can't even get to the feelings until you've taken care of the emotional charges.
Yes. But I would also say, and I'm thinking that you and I may just need to do a little definition about what you mean by sensation or by feeling. When I'm speaking of sensation in the body, I'm speaking to first order sensation. If I drop into my body right now and
in
to how it feels in my chest, I would say, it feels warm.
Okay, that would be a feeling.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's in your definition, okay?
Yeah, in my definition. I'm just saying, because you wanted to know how it was. In my definition, that would be feeling. If I said to you, what do you experience when you stand on the edge of a cliff and look over and you said, my stomach clutches.
Right.
That would be a sensation.
Yes.
That would be something from the past that says that's dangerous.
Right. Right.
Okay, and what you're talking about is absolutely true, genuine feelings. And what I want listeners to know is most listeners are not actually having true, genuine feelings. They're actually having reactions.
They're having the associative brain is saying, oh, I know what this experience is.
Yeah, exactly.
And it brings up an experience from the past. What you and I are both talking about is a present moment. You're going to call it a feeling. I may call it a sensation. It doesn't make any difference. It's what's happening in this very moment without any association or interpretation.
Exactly. It's just like your intuition.
Yeah, and I would call that first order feeling or sensation. And it is just no interpretation, just a gut feeling of what's happening. Yes.
One of the ways you can tell is that there's no chatter. You just know.
That's right. And something that is fear-based and from an association you have with something in the past, there's a tremendous amount of chatter with it. And often you can't make up your mind because the chatter is going so fast.
Oh, gosh, it's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
The racket can be incredible.
Yeah, and that's a signal, actually, that you are dealing with the associative brain and not a first-order knowing.
Yeah, and that's the perfect part because when you clear the associative brain, then it keeps opening up your ability to know.
That's right.
So I love it that you have a mom who's a masseuse and 80 years old. I mean, I thought you might want to mention that to the listeners.
Yeah, she's great. She still treats someone. She actually has one person still in her private practice that she sees a couple of times a week, and she really just loves what she does. She's a great lady. I have a lot to thank my mother for. She's quite a lady. Quite a woman.
So out of this list of factors that you're referring to, is there something are there some things that we could actually take the listening audience through and give them an experience?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. You want to just play with this for, say, 4 or 5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. So the first thing I would say is that if your listeners are driving a car or walking around somewhere where they have to stay cognizant of what's happening, it will be necessary for them to keep their eyes open as they work with this process, because I don't
Perfect.
Want anybody driving off the road or doing anything
No.
dangerous. Okay? So having said that, then I would like to say, take a moment now, wherever you are, and just notice what the feeling is in your body as we begin. What parts of your body do you feel most comfortable in? What parts of your body do you feel less in? You might have a sense, for instance, that you can feel your chest rising and falling as you breathe, but that you don't have as much sensation in your belly, for instance. Or you may notice that you really feel your feet and legs if you're walking or standing, but you don't have as much sensation in your backbone. So just notice right now, and there's no judgment here, I want to invite your curiosity to play with me for just a couple of minutes and just really assess where are you right now in terms of your body presence and awareness, and what parts are you not as aware of? And there is no judgment here, just noticing. Okay, so you've taken your baseline and you've noticed how things look around you, how you feel. Now, take a moment, if you would, and then in the next 30 seconds, let your awareness drop into your bones. So you can take a nice deep breath in, for instance, and feel yourself sinking into your bones. So you start to pay more attention to how your backbone feels, leaning against whatever you're leaning on. Feeling the bones of your pelvis if you're sitting down. Feeling your sitting bones resting on whatever you're resting on. Feeling your feet, the bottoms of your feet on the floor. the balls of your feet, your heels. You might even just wiggle your feet a little bit. But taking a deep breath again and breathing into your bones. Into your bones. Notice how you feel now, having taken your awareness into your bones. And notice the difference, how things are the same and how things are different from just 3 minutes ago when we began to play with this. So, Val, what kinds of things do you notice as you just take your awareness into your bones?
Well, when I first went into my body, I noticed that my awareness was in all parts of my body, except it was less in my lower back, which I've been experiencing back pain.
Mm-hmm.
When I took myself into the bones, it was mm-hmm. like getting inside of it rather than being on the outside of it.
Right.
Whatever it was. So I had... I was enjoying being inside my skull, actually.
Ah, okay.
And I was feeling what it was like to be inside my skull, and then I was moving down the marrow in my bones.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't quite gotten everything done yet, but I was remembering, a friend of mine is Mary Louise Zeller, and she's a Taekwondo champion. Mm-hmm. She's like 60-something years old, and there's just no kitten even close to her.
Yeah.
She does a guided meditation that was reminding me of. And it was the most, by putting somebody inside the body, and I also liked it when you talked about wiggling the heels and the balls of the feet.
Yeah.
Because mostly people don't make those distinctions. They say, yeah, relax your ankles or your feet. But there are just certain things that when you're really inside, there's more distinctions.
Yes.
That are available.
Yes, yes.
So that would be true of life. I mean, what we're doing here is a little exercise on life. If you're skating around on top of the ocean, say, on a surfboard, you're not having the experience as a diver would have.
Yes.
And actually, you've asked us to go diving.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
It was fun. I liked it. Thank you.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to take you one step further. Notice now, as you're kind of looking around the room that you're sitting in, how your vision is the same or how it's changed when you're looking out from the eyes of your bones. What happens?
Now, I feel more peaceful.
Yes, more peaceful. Do you notice more clarity in your vision?
I can't say that that's true for me.
Okay. I get those two things that people will say to me. They feel more peaceful and that they feel clearer, that there's just a sense of their visual field getting more clear.
I've been feeling bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for a couple of days now, so I feel particularly on top of things.
Yeah.
It was the calmness that was helpful to me.
Okay. So
because I'll speed up so much, so it slowed me down a little.
There you go. And if we were to drop into your spine where you've been having some low back issues, would you like to do that?
I'd love to do that.
Okay, I can actually show you how I work with people. So I'm going to actually hold you in my field from this distance. It's not a problem. And I'm going to ask you just to drop your awareness down into the very area of your spine where things are feeling less comfortable. Maybe you're a little less aware because you're like standing outside of the area, looking in at it, and tell me what you notice about it sensation-wise.
Sensation-wise, even though if I move in a certain way, it can be a very sharp pain,
mm-hmm.
just sitting here, it seems to be almost like a slightly dull glob down there.
Okay, and is it the size of a tennis ball?
It's about the size of maybe a spaghetti squash.
Okay. And it's right there in your spine, in your low back.
Uh-huh. And it goes between my hips, and in the back, I don't know if people know what a spaghetti squash is or not, but it's smaller than a watermelon, larger than a cantaloupe, and it's elongated.
Right.
And
right.
So that is kind of going, it's lying down on its side.
Yeah. From hip to hip.
From hip to hip.
Got it. Okay. And does it have a color or a texture?
It does have a color. The color is yellow.
Okay. Is it a bright yellow, a dull yellow?
It's a bright yellow.
Okay. And when you allow your awareness to drop into this area that has kind of a dull pain, and it's between your hips, the cells in this area, if we could look under the microscope of your awareness, are these cells packed together tightly? Are they stretched apart? Are they bloated?
They're packed together.
They're packed together too tightly.
Yes.
Okay. And so they're looking at each other almost like you would in a Japanese train or something, where everybody's together, okay?
She's discussing a Japanese sardine can.
There you go. There you go. So we're going to, what we want to do is to say to these cells, what do you need, cells? What do you need? And then I'd like for you just to give me your first hit, because I'm also getting hits from your cells, and so I'll tell you if I'm not
getting hits. Okay, ask me again, and let me just
so
relax.
You're going to ask these cells that feel too close together, that are yellowish, what do you need? First hit.
A sense of security.
Ah, okay. Okay. So although they feel packed together, they feel uneasy? When you
uneasy,
say
would uneasy be... I just don't, there's a gap there, and I don't feel solid. It's when I'm feeling really good and my back isn't hurting, I feel complete and solid.
Right.
When my back is hurting like this, I feel a sense of lack of security or lack of something. It's like I'm not connected up fully.
Yeah, like the foundation of your low back is not present for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. So there is, that's the bigger picture. I don't feel solid when I have this pain here, because this is an area that should be a nice solid foundation for the rest
right.
of my time.
And it also, because of the pain there, I'm very off balance, and it's actually causing my feet to go numb.
Yeah, okay. So that's very interesting information, and I'm going to ask you to drop even one layer more basic in terms of what they need. And when you're looking at those cells and you're in connection with those cells, they're too close together. They feel very packed together, which fits with you telling me that you have numbness in your feet. It means that the nerve innervation is not getting through your legs the way that it should. Okay? There's something that's wrapped too tightly or is cut off a little bit or something. So what we want to say to these cells in this area is, what do you need just from a very basic level, meaning do they want more, do they need more wetness, or do they need to dry out? Do they need more space? Do they need more, do the cell walls need more strength? Do they need actually to soften? Are they too tensile? As I'm giving you these options.
No, I appreciate all the coaching, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make everybody wait to find out what the answer to this is. I'm on the air with Suzanne Scurlock-Durana. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We're talking about full body presence, and I'm getting a treatment. And from this treatment, I actually want to invite you to listen to Diamond Alignment, which is coming on next, and then we'll let you know the wonderful people that actually keep this program on the air for us. So we'll be right back in just a few moments.
We live in a world that is more alive with possibility than ever before in history. Yet it is easy to get lost in the confusion and chaos of such an accelerated world. How do we stay connected and aligned with the unlimited potential that lies within us and soar in these exciting yet challenging times? Diamond Alignment, a sacred technology for the 21st century, offers high-speed connection and alignment with this divine power within, both convenient and profound. The 6-minute multi-sensory diamond experience delivered via the internet clears your mind, relaxes your body, and creates inner peace no matter what is going on around you. The experience effortlessly keeps you charged with joy and equanimity and greater focus and clarity throughout your day. When you experience the expansive energy of Diamond Alignment, you activate the unlimited wealth and potential within you.
And there you go. I love it. Visit our website at wakingupinamerica.com. Scroll down towards the bottom of the page. You'll actually find the Diamond Alignment ad there for following through to signing up. You'll also get a demonstration tone, and that tone will actually just continuously play. A lot of times I just let it play in the background when I'm sitting at my computer. When you visit Waking Up in America, check out our video library. You'll find some fun stuff in there, including on the front page you'll see 2 hours free with validation. You have to give them your email to get to that particular video, but it's definitely worth it. Underneath that is Nick, a guy with no arms and no legs who's just more fun than you can imagine. And you'll also see Suzanne on here. So that's who I'm on the air with today, Suzanne Scurlock-Durana, my Irish woman who has brought her full body presence and was giving myself different kinds of instructions or possibilities on how to respond to the process that we're in. So I've got just a few more things to share with you, and then we'll be coming back to that process. I want to thank Steve and Diana, who are in San Pancho, Mexico. They own Roberto's Bungalows. It's about 45 minutes north of Puerto Vallarta and 2 blocks from the beach. And they're wonderful, charming people. And if you call them up at 971-239-4120 and say that Val sent me, you will be really pleased with the nice discount that they give you. And it's a great place down there. So if you just need to get away, maybe that's what my cells need, Suzanne. That's probably it. I think I hear them screeching San Pancho. I haven't been down to San Pancho in like 2.5 years, and I own land down there, and it's the place I keep in my head that keeps my life going. I go, when things get too hard, I just, you own land in San Pancho, it'll all be okay.
There you go.
So we also have Stardoves, and you should know about Stardoves, by the way, Suzanne.
Oh.
Stardoves, they have mailing lists of over 100,000 really high-quality people. In fact, I think your book would be perfect on it.
Oh.
And if you call Raw up, his telephone number is 828-665-0411. You will be astounded at how reasonably priced his email mailers are. I've met nothing but high quality people from that particular situation. So I highly recommend them. I also recommend that you check out my site, drvalerie.com, and you'll find out about the emotional clearing process that I had developed. I also manufacture ear cones for cleaning your ears and your eustachian tubes, and that can be found at Coning Company. com. That's CONINGCOMPANY.com. While you're on the website, click onto Race for the Rainforest. You can actually save marine, you can save American prairie, and you can save rainforest. And all you do is click, and then sponsors match you. I've saved over a couple of acres. And the rainforest is really important because the rainforest is basically the lungs of the planet. So with that, my cells demand a return to San Pancho and the rest of the conversation that I was having with Suzanne Scurlock-Durana and her book, Full Body Presence, Listening to the Wisdom of Your Body's Listening, Learning to Listen to Your Body's Wisdom. I knew I'd get that out right. It's those little scrunch cells that are giving me a bad time.
Yeah. So what I would say to bring you back?
Well, let me tell you what came up. What came up was more water, that my cells need more water.
Yeah.
Also, but then my cells are too dry, and I drink a lot of water. But it's like right now I've got like 4 glasses of water sitting on here. But obviously it's not consistent enough or something.
Well, let's take a moment and see from the cells what actually is the issue. It could very well be, you know, as I've worked with different cellular structures in people's bodies, the cells will often say, oh, yeah, that person's drinking enough water. But it's not getting to us because things are too compressed here. We can't get
in. That could be, huh?
Yeah. So let's just take a moment and sink in and ask the cells, if we were to go to the area around the edges of where it really feels compressed, you told us earlier that it felt very compressed, and I agree. I can see the cells kind of packed together.
When you say that you see them, are you like actually seeing them like a photograph or like a sensation?
I think it's a combination of the two, to be honest. I see it in almost like a negative, like a reverse.
Yeah. So do I sometimes. That's why I'm just curious how, you know, if we all work the same or if it's different.
Everyone works slightly differently from everything that I can tell. Each person has a slightly different way of, there's the sensation level in the body, there's a inner vision, there's a vision that's sort of inner and outer. You get like just a very faint picture of it in your mind's eye. There's knowing that comes out of nowhere that no one can really say where it comes from. It's coming from the sea of energy we live in, and I trust that as well. But right now, your cells are saying to me, to take you around the edges of where that tightness begins. Because if you go on up in your spine and you tune into your cells, it doesn't feel compressed there, does it?
Yeah, well, it feels a little tight, but nothing like what's below.
Yeah. But they're not anywhere near what it is below. Okay, so let's just go down just around the edges of the spaghetti squash that you were describing earlier, okay? And I'd like you to let your awareness, in your mind's eye, if you will, let's cradle, and I can cradle this with you. Cradle the area that feels like a spaghetti squash with your awareness, as though we had energy hands that were with no judgment at all, just lovingly holding the spaghetti squash and basically saying to it, what do you need? What do you need? Whatever it is, we can offer it. It's here. Yeah, there you go. And notice as you let me in, and you can actually feel some quality of connection here. What begins to happen around the edges of that spaghetti squash?
Well, it almost feels like a pulsation or something.
Yeah. So we're going to let it pulse. We're just going to cradle it and hold it. Be curious about it. Just letting it do what it needs to do. You know, if it were doing something that were really wonderful for it, it would be doing what? It would be, it feels almost as though it's starting to spread out a little bit. Like the very edges of the crowd of cells that are packed are starting to move apart. Move apart. Am I picking that up correctly?
Well, it's interesting. Because it almost feels like that. That's a, for lack of a better term, that the spaghetti squash is like dividing into two spaghetti squashes, but they're smaller.
Ah, okay. Okay. That works. And just continuing to cradle it, continuing to offer it a sense of connection, and saying to it, whatever you need. Whatever you need, here we are. Here we are showing up.
What keeps showing up is my visualizing the MRI that I had on my back.
Mm-hmm.
And what it showed was the inside of the spine,
mm-hmm.
that the channels that the nerves go through are arthritic.
Okay, so you have stenosis. It's a little smaller than it should be.
Right, so I was just kind of seeing if I could have the energy dissolving the arthritis.
Mm. You know, also, the other thing to know is that they can do MRIs. If they were to take 100 people off the street and do MRIs, a relatively high percentage of them would have some kind of arthritic changes. But of those people who have arthritic changes in their spine, some of them would have no pain, no problems at all, and others would have pain and problems. So we don't know whether your spine actually needs you to dissolve those arthritic changes. What we do know is that it needs something to change because you're in pain. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So as we sit with the cells, just the cells of this spaghetti squash, and it has now divided into two spaghetti squashes, continuing to hold it. And continuing to hold both of them. Ah, this is interesting. I am starting to notice that the area that I'm actually naturally being drawn to is inside your spine, where you're speaking of, like inside the vertebral canal itself.
Right, I think that's where my feet are going numb from.
Yeah, so if we go, if we sink in there and we cradle that area, cradling the area where things have gotten irritated and grown.
Well, cradling to me, when you say cradle, mm-hmm. it makes me go outside. When you say going into the spine, it mm-hmm. makes me go inside. So do you want me to go inside or outside?
What I mean by cradle is you don't want to be invasive with your touch.
Okay, very good.
But what I do want is a sense of connection. The way if you were cradling like a kitten or a puppy in the palm of your hand, a very small kitten or puppy, in that same way, if you can hold that area of your spine, and you can hold it from the outside and let your energy field radiate into it, or you can be holding the inside. But we want to just gently be cradling the entire area, because any kind of arthritic changes have happened because there's tension and pulling of some kind through that area. So just to be cradling the arthritic changes will not usually take care of the issue. So that's why I'm saying this, to cradle the entire area, including those little rough places that are causing the nerves to get to start to overfire, if you will. There we go. That's now you're able to do it, yes?
I just like being inside better, so that's where I am.
Okay, you
cradling, the whole thing of cradling puts me outside. It just it's what happens inside of me. But when I go inside and I'm in there, it's like, no, I'm patting it, you know, kissing them. It's just a better experience inside for me.
Well, you go right ahead and do that then. That'll work if that works best for you.
You cradle the outside and I'll do kissing on the inside, okay?
Okay, that works. Yeah. Ooh, nice. Huh. Now, this is very interesting. What are you noticing happening as you rest inside with this part of your spine?
Well, I feel some energy going down into my legs.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what's happening, but something is easing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's almost like an area that was red and irritated is feels like it's cooling down and it's getting more spaciousness. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay, and I'm going to ask you to drop in with your awareness even a little deeper. You were inside your spine, and now allow yourself to drop in even at a cellular level and see if the cells on the inside of your vertebral canal have what they need. Are they happy? What color are they?
They're green for St. Patrick's Day.
You are so bad. So how about checking to make sure that these cells have the water that they need? Remember the signal you got earlier?
Uh-huh. No, they just thanked me for the last glass of water.
Okay, thank you. And it's getting through now, isn't it? The water's getting through to these cells. Yeah.
If they're to be believed.
Absolutely. And I would say that, you know, one of the things that people do know about when the body gets dehydrated you're a lot more likely to have inflammation and injury. So for these cells to have enough fluidity would lower the inflammation level and would help them to operate best. There we go. Something nice is happening. What are you noticing in there? Sensation-wise, feeling-wise, what do you notice?
See, we're teaching each other, aren't we? About each other. Feeling-wise, I was just smiling because I thought, the truth is, this is why I've done radio for 23 years. This is the kind of life I get to have because I do this.
Yeah.
Everybody says, how do you last so long? How do you do this? How do you get sponsors? How do you do whatever? I last the way I last, and I do what I do because of the guests that I have.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's feeling better in there.
Yeah, I feel more relaxed.
Yeah.
I don't especially want to use the word stoned, but
well, I would
feel
say
a little stoned right now.
Exactly. There's a sense of expanded awareness, I would call that. Expanded awareness, not just of the little being that we are personally, but of myself and then in a bigger field. I feel more relaxed on the other end of the phone doing this work with you.
Yeah,
my low back feels much broader and wider and cooler. Interestingly enough, it feels cooler. Yeah.
I'm very interesting. Mine actually feels warmer.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Do you know Shakti Gwain?
I do know Shakti. Actually, Shakti was one of the reasons I got to New World Library. Yeah.
Because I just think she's terrific. I've been reading her stuff for years, and she's smiling right now. I can feel her. I do. It's really funny.
Yes.
I met Katharine Hepburn's. I can't think of his name, but Katharine Hepburn's companion for the last 20 years of her life. And it was really interesting in talking to this man. I actually experienced white light.
Mm.
And Shakti Gwain has written some terrific books.
Yes, she has.
Creative Visualization is one of them. So.
Yeah, it's the Bible for most of us, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she started it all with that book.
So how did you meet her?
I met her at Esalen Institute. I teach there every summer, and she was there. And we had dinner together and chatted and talked.
It's a good thing we do, isn't it? We get ourselves into some really cool places and meet some really great people.
It's quite wonderful. Yeah, I teach a great class there every summer called Healing the Pelvic Floor for Women.
I'm sorry, Healing the Pelvic Floor?
Yeah, Healing the Pelvic Floor for Women, yeah. And it's,
what would that be about?
I actually work with the process of healing, nurturing touch, and teaching women how to return to their pelvises when they've had trauma and begin to live in their pelvis and their feet and their legs. There's a lot of trauma that happens for women in the pelvis and the feet and legs.
Well, you know, I like that, putting the orange ball in the pelvic bowl. That's always been something that's worked very well for me.
That's great.
Do you use that at all?
I actually will ask each person to check and see what kind of energy, and just the way I worked with you with the process of what do your cells need? Rather than me telling you what your cells need,
mm-hmm.
I want you to check in and see what do your cells need, because each person's healing process is pretty individual. So it will be different, just slightly different for each person. So I wouldn't want to tell you to put an orange ball in your pelvis if you needed a sky blue ball. Okay.
However, you would put a lighted ball in the pelvis because that really does center the body.
Well, you do want energy in the pelvis, for sure. And if it is in the form of a lighted ball, absolutely. I have the feeling that you and I do very similar work with different words.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Which I find true of many people, actually.
Yeah.
Some of the greatest work around. Did you ever get an opportunity to see Virginia Satir?
Oh, I love Virginia Satir. My husband's a psychologist, and he and I taught a workshop called Pairs for many, many years. And the woman that created Pairs, Lori Gordon, used to sponsor Virginia Satir coming here to the Virginia area to teach workshops. And I've seen just hours and hours and hours of footage of her working with couples and families.
She's one of the most amazing experiences I've ever seen in my whole life or experienced.
Yes. And she is an example for me of how a really excellent marriage and family therapist and psychotherapist could tune in to the individual family system and pull the wisdom from it to know what it needed, you know, what's needed in that given moment. Yeah, she was just a remarkable, remarkable human being in my
mind. When did she die? Do you remember?
You know, I don't know. It's been, it would have been since the early 70s, because the video footage that I saw was in the early 70s.
Well, I was thinking I saw her probably in the early 80s.
Okay.
And she was at the Ambassador Hotel, which in Los Angeles was a very big hotel, and the room was full.
Yep.
And we were waiting expectantly for her to come out. And one of the first things she did was she stopped us all, and she had us look at the person next to us, and she had us introduce ourselves to them, but in the context that they were a precious human treasure. I mean, she just started out first crack out of the barrel.
Right.
By having us change our perception of each other, which is what marriage, family, child counseling is about. It's about
absolutely
teaching people to reframe the situation they're in and see it from a different point of view.
So that it can heal. That's right.
But the experience, I don't want to say but, the experience of that was astounding because it was like it was done in the first two or three sentences, and it totally changed the entire room.
Right.
For the entire time. And I think how infrequently I actually set up things as well as she set things up, and then she went into a lot of different actual in-the-body experiences with modeling and acting things out and, you know, very much the therapeutic improv master.
Absolutely. I really feel like there is work that I do that she informed for me. You know, and I'm not a psychotherapist. I'm a body worker. But my father was a psychotherapist. My husband's a psychologist. So I'm immersed in that world from a peripheral level. And with teaching this work with him for several years, her work very much informs how I interact with people. I love her work. Yeah.
I think that's why I mentioned her.
Yeah.
I somehow knew that you might like her.
Absolutely.
Well, we have a couple of minutes left here. Suzanne, first of all, thank you very much for the experience. I think that our listeners will experience the quality of your inquiry, your graciousness in language, things of that nature. You're a master at what you do, and you have an extremely nice persona about you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm quite sure that your library, the New World Library, will be very happy that they have you as an author. Is there something you'd like to say in the last minute to leave our listening audience with?
Well, I think the thing that is most important in my mind is that we do show up in every moment of our lives as best we can, because it helps us to navigate when things are challenging, but it also helps us to touch those moments that are delicious. It helps us to recognize when someone smiles back at you in the grocery store and really warms your heart, and things like that that happen in life. When we're really present, we show up for those and we can experience them. And when things are challenging, we have a better sense of what we need to do to take care of ourselves. So my basic thing at the end of all my guided explorations is to say, and enjoy.
I know exactly what you're talking about. You were reminding me of being at Ralph's Market about 25 or 30 years ago. And I was standing in line shopping. I just finished shopping. I was standing in line to check out. And I looked around the grocery store. And in an instant, I fell in love with everyone in the store, including the little short funny man in front of me.
Yeah.
And I went home astounded because I never remembered. I was in my 30s. Mm-hmm. I never remembered feeling that before. And I realized that I was present.
That's right.
The magic exists in the present moment, and that's something that we would like to leave you with. Your website, as you mentioned one that I didn't have on the site. What I do have on the site is fullbodypresence.com. What was the other site that you mentioned?
The other one is healingfromthecore, C-O-R-E.com. That has the full cadre of courses based on the book. and all kinds of other information. HealingCore.com.
And Suzanne Scurlock Durana, thank you for being my St. Patrick's Day treat. I really do. It's been wonderful having you here today. This program has been brought to you by the Golden Hearts Foundation in association with Kirkgaard Media. Our radio partners, ConingCompany.com, Mona V, Max GXL, Dr. James Murphy, In Memoriam, and thank you to the team at Voice America, you Ruben and Mike, and to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. Next week, invite a friend to listen. And remember, you can write us at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And I'll tell you, remember, be alive, be awake, and be green today, because it's St. Patrick's Day. Have a good time. And if you're Irish, really claim the luck of the Irish. And if you're not Irish, come over and rub on us, because we'll share some with you. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
To open. This is for you. This is for all in you, pouring through. Now your heart is open. This is for all of your crazy schemes, love and dreams, and the time you spoke them. We're almost ordinary people, with extraordinary plans. We're almost ordinary people here. Hear the music, feel the dance. Hear the music, feel the dance. Hear the music, feel.